Tonight we continue our shaila pertaining to moving Shabbos candles, moving a leichter on Shabbos. We said that the problem starts with the fact that there is muktzah status to a flame. A flame is considered muktzah. We noted there are different explanations for what category of muktzah it fits into, but it certainly is considered muktzah, and that renders the candlestick below it a basis ladavar ha'asur. It is a non-muktzah item, at least intrinsically, that is intended to support a muktzah item, and that designation itself renders it muktzah under the status of basis ladavar ha'asur, and that possibly transfers to the tray underneath as well. Ordinarily speaking, there's a tray underneath your Shabbos candles. That will also be rendered muktzah by the status of basis ladavar ha'asur, because there's, a trickle-down effect, if you will. The muktzah starts with the flame, but anything that's there to support the flame subsequently becomes muktzah as well. So if that's the case, how exactly do you move this muktzah item? Now the solution, at least the solution that seems to be a ready solution and a useful solution, is to also place another non-muktzah item on top of the tray that is supporting your candles. If you have a tray or an item, any item, that's supporting a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item, then it is no longer called a basis ladavar ha'asur, but rather intuitively it is called a basis ladavar ha'asur uladavar hamutar. It is no longer exclusively supporting an usur item, it's supporting an usur item and a mutter item. And once you have that dual status, once it's supporting both of those items, it is no longer considered muktzah. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simin Shin Yud Tzivcha says, Kli sheyesh alav davar ha'asur vidavar ha'mutar, mutter letaltalo. If you have an item that is supporting both a davar ha'asur and a davar ha'mutar, then you are allowed to carry it. There's a major discussion as to why exactly this is the case. In very broad terms, conceptually speaking, one can wonder whether placing the mutter item on top of this tray, in our case, removes the basis ladavar ha'asur status entirely, so it's not muktzah at all, or would we say it is a basis ladavar ha'asur, but because of the mutter item on it, you are licensed to carry what we would call a heter tiltal. Now that sounds like just an abstract philosophical question, but it actually has quite significant pragmatic ramifications as well that are a little bit beyond our scope. But within our scope is the basic halacha that dictates that if you do have a mutter item and an usur item on the tray at the same time, that's a basis ladavar ha'asur uladavar ha'mutar, and you should be able to carry it. That gives us a ready solution. Place something else on top of the tray. You could place some food. Many people have the practice that in order to prevent their table from becoming a basis ladavar ha'asur, if their candles are there, they leave challah on the table as well. Challah, food, is one of the paradigmatic examples of something that is not muktzah. So that would be perfectly fine. Or an alternate suggestion, if you don't have the largest tray, very often the tray is just large enough to support the candles. That's what it's designed for. So perhaps take your house keys or something like that, a set of keys that you'd be using, and place that on the tray as well. And then you've rendered it a davar ha'asur, which would make it mutter to carry. Now there are two potential problems with this solution. The first is a comment of the Shulchan Aruch that's made later in that very same se'if. Again, Shin Yud, se'if Ches. He says there is a critical proviso to this whole halacha of basis davar ha'asur ledavar ha'mutar. Ukigon shedavar ha'mutar chashuv mi davar ha'asur. The mutter item that you're placing on the tray needs to be more chashuv, it needs to be more important or significant than the asur item, than the muktzah item that is sitting on the tray. Aval im davar ha'asur chashuv yoser mi davar ha'mutar, batel etzlova asur letaltalo. He says, however, if you have the object of greater significance is the muktzah item, then the mutter item, the non-muktzah item, is going to be batel. It's going to be considered null to the muktzah item. And then once again, you're back to square one. You have a basis davar ha'asur. The Mishnah Berurah goes further in Sifkat Lamed Beis. And he says, "If shneihem shavin asur, if the two of them are equal in significance and importance, that is asur as well. You really need a mutter item to be rendered more significant than the muktzah item, and that is quite a challenge when you are dealing with silver candlesticks, because you need something that is more chashuv than your silver candlesticks. That is often both just in terms of straight value, in terms of just how much they cost, and in terms of sentimental value. That's often one of the most important items that we own. So here there is an additional comment in the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps helps us out." He says, "Kasua poskim." The poskim, right? This is that same sifkatan, sifkatan lamed gimel. De'im lechol ha'olam aheter chashuv yoser ulidei eno chashuv aslinan basar didei v'huadin ipcha. He says, when we are calculating or when we're measuring which item is more significant, we do not assess it on the basis of its objective value, how much it would fetch in the marketplace, but rather it is contingent on how much you value the respective items, and that can go in either direction. If you deem the usur item more significant, then it is prohibited in muktzah. If you deem the non-muktzah item more significant, then it is mutter. Now, why is this significant? So, Moshe Feinstein argued that chashivos in this context, significance in this context, is measured by Shabbos utility. If you have something that you are intending to use over Shabbos, your candles, you're not really using over Shabbos. Of course, you set them up before Shabbos. And in that sense, I guess it's utilized insofar as it supports the flame. But if you have an item that you're actually using over the course of Shabbos, a piece of challah that you're going to use at your meal, keys that you're going to use to open your house, assuming that you live within an Eruv, or something like that, something that you are going to actually utilize over the course of Shabbos, you have the ability to designate that item of utility as the more chashuv item, the more significant item, despite the fact that from a straight monetary standpoint, it's thousands of dollars less than the silver candlesticks that are silver sitting on that tray. So that is one problem, but I think it is surmounted when you take Rav Moshe's definition of chashivos, of significance, at least in this context, as dictated by utility on Shabbos. You just put keys on the tray, and that would be sufficient. Indeed, that's what I do. In scenarios when we're going to be moving our tray, I will put, like, again, an item of significance, very often keys or something like that, on the tray. You had a question, Lee?
Does a chashva item have to be on before you light the candles? In other words, you have to put both on the tray?
They should both be there.
Very expensive kiddush
cup. Yeah.
So you put it that alongside the tray and then light before Shabbos, or you can decide later on, even after the candles are burned out, but it's
okay, so it should really be there from before Shabbos in order to avoid the Basel Davar Usher status. Now, the question that you're asking is actually perhaps one of the potential, I mentioned before, a conceptual question regarding this issue and various ramifications of it. The question that you are asking is potentially one of those ramifications. Again, I don't want to explore it so much right now, but you should have it on before Shabbos, ideally. Yes. Okay. There is one other problem, which we're not going to get into tonight, but the problem is that there is one exception to this general rule of Basis L'davar Asur L'davar HaMutter. It is explicated by the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Tes Sif Gimel. He says, L'taltel ner al yedei shenosin alav lechem b'shabes Asur. What is the one exception to this concept of Basis L'davar Asur L'davar HaMutter? A candle. So if you take a candle and you put, he says, his example is bread. Let's say you take a candle and you put a candle on it and you stick a piece of licorice on it right next to it, right? That is not going to be sufficient to justify carrying it as a basis of davar asur davar mutter. So even though this principle exists very nicely in general and it's good to be aware of, its application to our case may be limited. How do we resolve that problem? Be'ezus Hashem, we will discuss tomorrow night.